107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday, guys. It is a great day to get into the weekend. We're doing our Labor Day to Z weekend. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. I am starting to see the return heavy of fall stuff. I don't know, man. Like, we're in the late August. I think September, like the beginning of September, I'm officially adopting as the beginning of Halloween season, because we see this every single year. As soon as Thanksgiving is, not really even like Thanksgiving, as soon as Halloween is done, people start going like all in on Christmas. So I'm like, you know what? I ain't wasting any time, man. September 1st, it's spooky season for me. That's the way it goes. People don't even care. People aren't even waiting for September because people are bringing the pumpkin stuff back already. Like, I don't even think pumpkins are growing right now. I think they're in the weird green smelly phase. Like, they're not even like fully ripe pumpkins yet. And people are already going back with the pumpkin pie, or the pumpkin blizzards, and the pumpkin spice lattes and everything. And I don't think people realize like pumpkin spice is just a mixture of like four different spices, but people are going in on it early. And I don't know. I can't handle all this, this pumpkin stuff too early. Just give me some creepy stuff. Give me an appetizer for Halloween. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You know, there are some strange places in Michigan, some places that are very remote, that are very seldom visited. But are there places in Michigan that nobody has ever been to? Well, that would kind of, that'd be hard to tell. But there are some places that's very possible that people have never been to before because of how rural it is. I mean, you talk about the Upper Peninsula and just how rural it can get up there. And you're talking about like Lake Superior. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we have a list of places that are very possible that nobody has ever been to before. Gull Islands, they're located northeast of Isle Royale. They contain tons of tiny little islands that are super isolated. And given the terrain, it's possible some of these islands have never been traversed before. Also, the remote islands in the UP, I mean, there's more than 11,000 inland lakes, some of them which have unnamed islands. So it's possible that nobody has ever set foot there before, especially some of the deep wilderness areas in the Upper Peninsula. Some of those places, I mean, it gets so deep in there. It's quite possible nobody's ever been there before, and there may be proof that nobody's ever been there before. But we got a full list of these on the 107.7 RKR app. I'm curious if you've ever gone and discovered places yourself up there, if you've just gotten lost in the UP for the sake of getting lost. 978-1077. I'd love to hear about your UP stories, because definitely walking around the Porcupine Mountains, that's a place you kind of have to have your head on a swivel, because it's beautiful. But when I was walking up there, man, I walked out on the shelf and I was like, oh God, here's a 200-foot drop with no railing. I think I'm just going to hang back a little bit. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1989 is the 21st studio album from the Rolling Stones called Steel Wheels, and this was hailed as a major comeback when it was released. It was notable for patching up the working relationship between Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and kind of goes back to a classic style of music for them, and launched the band's biggest world tour to date with songs like Mixed Emotions, Rockin' a Hard Place, and Almost Hear You Sigh. It was also the last album they recorded for Columbia Records. So this one is a staple. It should be in your record collection. If you don't have it, pick it up. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It's a special time of the year where we see the return of the Street Rods Nationals North Show from the NSRA come back. And we're going to be actually talking to these guys in a couple of weeks here when they come back for this show. But I'm very excited about it because the NSRA is actually hooking us up with a bunch of tickets. And starting Monday with Doc Holliday during the Rocker Ride Home at 5, sponsored by Angels Gentlemen's Club, you're going to be able to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the NSRA Street Rods Nationals North Show happening at the Kalamazoo County Expo Center later on next month. So this all begins on Monday. make sure you're listening to the Rocker Ride Home. And then he's going to give you a code word to start the Rocker Ride Home off with. And you enter that code word on the NSRA button on the 107.7 RKR app. So if you click that NSRA button right now, you can get all the info about the show and how you could possibly win tickets, because the NSRA is super cool and they're hooking us up with a pair of tickets for 2 weeks. So back-to-back weeks, he's going to be giving you a code word on the Rocker Ride Home at 5 to enter in, and you're going to win a pair of tickets every single day. I'm going to call the winner. So get on it. NSRA button on the 107.7 RKR app to get all the 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frank. I was very stoked about this weekend because we are doing Labor Day to Z weekend. As we get into an extra day off on Monday, we are going to be playing our entire catalog from A to Z. So we're starting off with About a Girl from Nirvana, going into Abracadabra, Steve Miller. We're even going to bust into some Ace of Spades from Motorhead. That's going to begin right before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And it's going to happen all the way till 7 p.m., 10 to 7 on Sunday, and from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday morning when we do the Rocker Morning Show. So be a part of it. It's going to be a blast. Labor Day to Z weekend kicks off right before 10 o'clock tomorrow on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I remember there was huge news in my hometown of Rochester when they found a woolly mammoth skeleton. And there's a site where they actually like commemorate where they found it. And the Clapp family in Kent City, Michigan, they've donated the juvenile mastodon skeleton that they found on their property to a local public museum. Soon visitors are going to be able to check out this remarkably complete mastodon discovered right here in West Michigan. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we have the info on this exhibit that's going to be happening at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. And this happened during 2022 construction. They found the uncovered bones in a nearby field. And so the Grand Rapids Public Museum is going to be putting this on with some help from the University of Michigan to put this on display. It's very cool to check this out because this thing is just over 13,000 years old. So really cool bones to be checking out. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And it's time for this freaking party to begin as we welcome in once again Zoe Turner from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty. I'm okay.
How are you? I'm pretty.
I was going to say it was pretty good, but I'm just having a lot of shoulder pain this morning, so I'm okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we've got medicine coming up later on this hour that might help with pain.
No. Yeah, oh, yeah.
How are things going at BC this week?
Oh, really good. Really
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
I know we hooked it up for Windmuller Inc., our Workplace of the Week winner, and I know you guys have been slamming and jamming over there. And you have a lot of fun stuff that I know you want to talk about today, because some big news for BC Pizza Kalamazoo that I think makes you guys stand out completely from every other pizza place here in the city. But let's talk about what's happening today when you open up the doors.
Yeah, so today we're starting with our lunch buffet, 11 to 2. And
it's so
all you can eat and all you can drink. And man, you can request anything but wings. I won't put wings, those are expensive. Everything else, man, I'll put a sandwich out there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, grinders, calzone, like all that stuff.
I don't have grinders.
Oh, dang it.
I have a gluten-free grinder, but our sub buns we get imported from Italy.
See, all your gluten-free stuff is really good, though, too.
Oh, man. So, I eat a rice flour pizza once a day.
Those crusts are, like, comparable to your, like, actual, like, with gluten crusts. Sometimes I prefer that cauliflower, honestly. It's really, really good.
Yeah, honestly, same. And it kind of shocks me because I've always been like carbs everything.
Yes, exactly.
Love the carbs. Give them all to me. But yeah, like our gluten-free options are just absolutely amazing. And then our butter is vegan also.
Right.
And it is to die for.
It is so dangerous. I know you guys do a feature pizza. What's your feature pizza this weekend?
Yeah, so the featured pizza is the Rodeo Burger. So
oh, man.
It comes with, and you can get it in a pizza or a spiral, which is like savory cinnamon rolls.
Oof.
Or pinwheels. But yeah, so it comes with barbecue sauce, mozzarella, ground beef, bacon, crispy onions, cheddar cheese, more barbecue sauce.
My gosh, that sounds absolutely dangerous. So what's the deal on that one?
Well, it just... was added to our menu one day. And I was like, oh, nice. And so then we put it out on the buffet and everybody was loving it. I was like, kudos to corporate for coming up with this.
That's cool. So, but you guys, that's the cool thing is you guys actually have the ability to just come up with your own concoctions. And if it sticks, you just kind of keep it on the menu, right?
Yeah. So we're actually coming up with one right now. We have a lot of cream cheese left over from our last pizza of the month. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up with a blueberry cheesecake dessert pizza.
My gosh.
Yeah. So it's going to be the cream cheese on the bottom, some smeared on blueberry pie filling, padded sugar, and some honey if you'd like honey. I personally think it's better with honey.
Yes, that sounds great. I think everything's better with honey.
Yeah.
But there is one thing that you guys are going to be doing at BC that's really going to stand out from the rest of the pizza places in town. Tell me about this late night action.
Yeah, so starting, technically it's February 12th because it starts at midnight, but midnight to 3 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, starting September 12th, we will be open for pickup and delivery only. And if you are a student, medical, anybody that's up late, we do have student and medical discounts, 15% across the board. So yeah, we're just trying to make it so that everybody else can get pizza that's up late.
Right, exactly. You got a lot of people that are showing up late at night and they're like, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do for dinner. And now that grocery stores are no longer 24/7, that's a crucial thing to have.
Yeah, I miss when Walmart was open 24/7.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it.
Yeah, like it's, I'm so stoked that we're going to be able to like reach new people and everybody else can try our pizza. I just want everybody to love pizza.
Absolutely. And we love giving back to the community as well, which is why we've been doing Workplace of the Week, supporting local businesses who support us as well, throwing you a pizza party. And we've got a new Workplace of the Week winner for this week. So Zoe, if you could announce our new Workplace of the Week winner.
Yeah, Maple Hill Sprinkling, Angel Kefis.
Congratulations. Midville Sprinkling Angel, you have won Workplace of the Week for your workplace. So way
come
to go.
On, come on.
We're going to be throwing you a pizza party just like that. So we're going to get a hold of you. We'll get your info. And again, if you guys want to get signed up for Workplace of the Week, continue to do so on the Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app. Let's get into some brew, shall we?
Yeah. Come on, come on.
Let's do the brew.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, baby! Hey! Welcome back to the first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company.
Here we are.
Jake back in the house and also Teresa back in the house. Woo! Give it up. Oh my gosh, Teresa got a big person job. Where?
But I'm always glad to be back.
She makes money now and she is back. She's able to do lavish things like have beer in the morning every once in a while. So it's great to have you back. And great to have you back, Jake, as we cheers into this first beer of the weekend. And I'm seeing some darkness in this glass, and I need to know what it is we are dabbling in today.
Yeah, yeah. So today I brought with me a beer that we make usually once or twice a year, but it just went on tap this week. It's called Dark Money. And Dark Money is, it's called a black IPA is the style. And this was all the rage back in like 2011.
Yes.
All the breweries were like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go hard on this black IPA thing. And then all of a sudden, New England IPAs came out and everybody forgot about this entire style of beer. They just never made it again. but Trevor, our brewer, he's like, you know, I think I want to have a good dark IPA on tap. And
yes.
So we worked on this one. This was actually just a lot of fun to put together. And now we've got, it's a dark session IPA, which is kind of cool too, because it's a lighter ABV, you know, somewhere around that 5% range, so that you can enjoy a couple of them without having really a big problem. But
heck yeah.
Let's give it a drink.
Clink. Cheers.
Clink.
Cheers.
Clink indeed.
This is so good. I love this IPA because I love the taste. I love hops. I love the taste of this one because it almost like it's trying to be a stout, but it's just not. But I love stouts as well. That's why I love it, because it's almost like that stoutness is trying to creep in there.
There's like this sneaky chocolate note that's just hanging out right underneath all the hops. And this one's kind of a fun one. It's a weird like weird to think that that combination is something that you want. Mm-hmm. And then you drink it. You're like, yeah, I think I do want that. You're right.
Was it the original plan when you guys made this to make it a permanent part of the menu?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. We definitely did. And this is what I love about this style, especially with those lighter ABV beers. It's hard to get a ton of flavor out of them. But this thing, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to kind of process through when you're drinking it. So for a light beer to have that many things happening on the palate, it makes it a lot more fun, actually.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy this one. I saw it. I was, as soon as I saw the glass, I was like, I think that's dark money.
Dark money.
This is always on the flight menu when we go over there, which you guys do have flights over there as well.
Yeah, we do. We've got these really cool flight boards that actually my neighbor made them. He got really into woodworking and made these cool boards for us. And it's definitely Saturdays. We see so many people come out and get flights on Saturdays. That's like the try all the beers day, I guess.
I don't know.
It must be. I guess that makes sense. I'm off work. Whatever. I'm going to go try all the beers today.
I think we're going to have to do that tomorrow.
There you go.
Yes.
So what is happening this weekend over there?
Oh man. So tonight, we've got the Irishmen back in the house and they are, 0% Irish, but,
and they play German folk music. Yeah.
No, they're an incredible band. They're kind of a blend of Southern rock into a little bit of country. You'll hear a whole lot of stuff, but amazing band. It's one of my favorite shows that we've ever actually had out in the beer garden. So I'm super pumped to have them back out, tonight. And then tomorrow we've got Rock RX, which,
cool.
Most of you out there know that I used to play drums in Rock RX. So I love that band. And there's going to be a guest cameo role where I get to play guitar with them for one of the songs. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I heard about all of that in their VH1 Behind the Music. They only had a stock photo of you though. It was unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was AI generated.
Well, this is awesome again that you came in here and brought this delicious beer, and we're going to give people the chance to get in on a little of this action today for saving some money on their first pour.
Yeah, absolutely. So today only, come out and get your first draft pour of Dark Money for half off. Come out today and try this beer. We think you're going to love it when you do, and then you'll be hooked on it.
And we're also going to help you out with that because we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. And we're going to give you a VIP table to this weekend's fun, the Irishman Rock RX. It's going to be a great time. You're going to be able to see Jake in action rocking the guitar. And you never know, maybe rejoining the band possibly.
For the one song, yes.
Allegedly. So hit us up, 978-1077, caller number 7. You're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company and VIP table to this weekend's fun as we cheers this first beer of the weekend.
Cheers.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Dark money equals good money.